Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. More now from the first of our three concerts presented by WNYC at the World Financial Center in October. We heard a set from the indie punk singer-songwriter Ted Leo saluting one of his musical heroes, the South African musician Hugh Masekela. The second part of the concert consisted of music from Antibalas, a Brooklyn group inspired by the late Nigerian sax player, singer, and bandleader Fela Kuti, whose music you're hearing in the background. Fela pioneered the Afrobeat style in the 60s and 70s, mixing American funk, infectious horn arrangements, and political messages aimed squarely at the Nigerian government. His life story was the subject of the recent Broadway musical Fela. Antibalas formed about 15 years ago, and since then they've carried on the tradition of Fela Kuti. In fact, members of the group were involved in the Broadway musical. At the World Financial Center in October, I started out by talking with the band's founder, Martin Perna, and the group's singer, Amayo. He grew up in Lagos, the city which had been Fela Kuti's home base for much of his career, and I asked Amayo if Fela Kuti was a kind of mythic figure back home in Nigeria.
Well, that and more. Mythic for some people, but our brother and our father in my neighborhood where I grew up, so he was kind of our voice, you mm-hmm. know, and anyone that could go to Fela's club at that time, in the 70s, means you are either a radical or you are on the know or you want to start something.
So. That club was shut down several times by the government, so the relationship between Fela and the Nigerian government was always a strained one, a difficult one. And yet it seems that among the people, he really sort of touched a lot of hearts, a lot of minds.
Yeah. I mean, here is the evidence right here across the waters, you know. I mean, so when you speak in the truth, you know, the truth never lies and it always exposes itself somehow, right?
So how difficult is it, how intimidating was it for you to kind of, I mean, it's not like you're stepping into the role of Fela Kuti, but, you know, we are watching Antibalas and you are the singer and people will inevitably make that comparison. That must have been a kind of a daunting thing for you at first.
Well, yeah. At first, it was, you know, it was just to be part of something special. You know, I just wanted to lend my voice, lend some sort of some Lagos spirit to it. And before you know it, you know, this journey has taken us this far, and I feel like we're starting a new journey. You know, and like a new beginning with this new album.
Right.
So it's an exciting time.
So, Martin, the first song you're going to do for us is called Gold Rush.
It's called Gold Rush. It's a brand new tune. We haven't recorded it yet. It had its debut about 3.5 weeks ago in Toronto, and it's been a staple of our live set as we've been on tour. And it seems like an auspicious place to play a song called Gold Rush.
All right, let's hear it. Ladies and gentlemen, Antibalas. Thank you. That's Antti Balas performing the song Gold Rush at the World Financial Center in Lower Manhattan. Stick around, we'll hear more of this set from Antti Balas in just a moment. This is Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We're listening back to a concert by the Brooklyn Afro-Funk ensemble Antti Balas. We recorded it at the Winter Garden Atrium of the World Financial Center in Manhattan back in October. Heads up, the group is headed back into the studio. We'll be getting a new album from them in the new year. In the meantime, enjoy this set from Antti Balas, recorded live on Soundcheck.
Oh, and sisters, it feels so good to be entering the matriarchy age. Who's ready? Are you ready for this new age? Because I am ready. And I hope all my other brothers out there can reach back on their matriarchy side and put it forward in support, in synchronicity with the time. Brothers, sisters, one Baba day. You see, this Baba, he get everything money can buy. Fancy house, skyscrapers, fancy silk, fast, fashionable fillers, fast space time traveler too, why not? But you know what? And brothers and sisters, oh. When is this a bella no sweet? When is this a bella no sweet? Another man day, you know, other guy, regular guy, Omolanki style. No fancy nothing, no cover from sun or rain. Hard worker, but no transport to hard work. The only thing you can rely on, na NCC. But you know what? My brothers and sisters, and uncles and cousins, and everybody need gonna hear. When is this a bella de sweet? Yeah,
you married all the sweet.
When is this a bella de sweet? We'll be right back.
That song is from the band Antibalas, Brooklyn-based, but inspired by the late great Nigerian band leader Fela Kuti, and that title, Himbele No Go Sweet, sounds like something that Fela himself might have written, but it's an original work from Antibalas. And you're listening to their live set at a special soundcheck concert series at the World Financial Center's Winter Garden in Lower Manhattan. The next song is called Dirty Money.
Before we go on, I got a very simple question and a suggestion. Hopefully we can all work together. Now, what are you doing with your money? Because you know it's been through the banking system and it's been laced with some dirt. Yes, it's a little dirty. So our role, brothers and sisters, is to clean it up with good intention. Clean it up with good intention. Clean it up with good intention. Dirty, not dirty money, oh.
No, no.
Uncle Bill me now. Oh, Uncle tossing rope off morning. This morning you break the money for me. Dirty, not dirty money, oh.
Dirty Money is the name of that song. The band Antibalas, I have to tell you, they had the audience, and it was a packed house, over 1,000 people at the World Financial Center that night in October when we recorded this first of our series of three live soundcheck programs. They had that audience up and dancing, and when I came back out on stage after this song to start wrapping things up, I thought there was going to be a riot because these people were not ready to go home. Fortunately, Antibalas had another song at their fingertips and rode to the rescue with this piece, an encore called The Rat Catcher.
Down we like. Bat. Bat.
That's The Rat Catcher, an encore from the band Antibalas, recorded live October 23rd at the Winter Garden, the big atrium of the World Financial Center in Lower Manhattan. The concert was engineered by Edward Haber with George Wellington and Kristen Muller. Thanks to everyone at the World Financial Center for hosting this great event. Soundcheck is a production of WNYC and New York Public Radio. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. The engineering team here in the studio includes Jason Isaac and Bill O'Neill. The show is produced by Greta Cohn and Katie Bishop. Our digital producer is Mike Katziff. Our executive producer is Joel Meyer. Our interns, Ashanta Jackson, Crystal Kim, and Harrison Knowles. I'm John Schaefer. Join us next Friday for the next installment of our World Financial Center concert series, a surprising event with the Brooklyn Philharmonic. Tune in Friday at 9 on Soundcheck.